Maddox insisted he had always been a loyal unionist. Sharp had nothing but praise for the Maryland businessman, insisting he was a valuable operative. But the intelligence chief likely had a blind spot with this agent. After the war, federal investigators, rooting through captured Confederate documents, found a letter Maddox had sent to the war secretary in Richmond, offering to raise a rebel cavalry regiment in the southern Maryland counties. The chairman of the federal government's Committee on Claims, who had read every document in the Maddox case, concluded that he had spied for both sides. On March 21st, Maddox visited the Army of the Potomac's headquarters at Aquia Creek Landing. Sharp handed him a dozen details Hooker wanted him to find out during his Richmond mission, such as how many troops might have been added to Lee's force at Fredericksburg, and what units the rebel commander might have sent south. Maddox agreed to work without pay, as long as he could bring along items to sell from his trading business. Sharp believed that made for a plausible cover. Unfazed by ugly rumors swirling around Maddox, the spymaster wrote MacPhail that day, "I think he understands our position and expectations." Sharp's expectations might have been too high. When he arrived in Richmond, Maddox made no contact with Van Loo and other Unionists who could have provided him information Hooker would certainly have found useful. Maddox exuded self-confidence, but it was far from certain he would discover much on his own. Tension between Patrick and Sharp began to grow. The night of March 17th, Sharp joined other headquarters officers in hoisting a potent punch to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. He had other things to cheer besides the Irish celebration. Union General William Averill's 3,100 horsemen and artillerymen that day had performed admirably in an isolated clash at Kelly's Ford with Brigadier General Fitzhugh Lee's cavalry brigade, thanks in part to intelligence Sharp's men had provided Averill on the rebels' location. Patrick, who could suck the joy out of any festive occasion, became irritated that his deputy joined the other officers in drinking too much that night. Different work cultures divided them. Patrick enforced army rules, zealously so. Sharp's mission was to convince people on the other side to break rules and betray their cause. Sharp was the subtle intelligence officer who dealt in bits of information and nuances that told larger stories, proved or disproved facts, and helped him understand fluid situations. Patrick was a cut-and-dried army disciplinarian who saw everything as either black or white. By St. Patrick's Day, he was beginning to have his doubts about the man he once thought was his kind of pleasant fellow.